Ladies and gentlemen, it's Lawrence Jackson Jr., a.k.a. the Fantasy Football Lord. You're now tuned into the Lord Don't Lose podcast.
Work, 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 work. That's hard work. That's hard work. That's hard work. Yeah. That's hard work. That's hard work. That's hard work. Yeah. That's hard work. That's hard work. Mama, I hope this help. I'm just praying on my work.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. We back up in this thing again, man. Basketball just started last night. Two great games. The two LA teams, Clippers and Lakers, went down to the wire. LeBron with the game winning shot with 12 and a half seconds left. Man, it was beautiful. Beautiful to see sports get back jumping again, man. Just a great feeling. On the football front, man, we got training camp starting up. NFL doing their thing. Is safe as possible, man. Other bit news, we got Antonio Brown just found out he will be suspended for 8 games in the 2020 season. We gonna talk about that and what it means in every avenue. Fantasy football, real football, which team should get him, this, that, and the third. I'll also touch on the situation in the Kansas City Chiefs backfield with Damian Williams, who has chosen to opt out of the 2020 NFL season. So that puts rookie from LSU, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, to the forefront, we presume, at least, in that backfield. And then the last thing I'll touch on is how we should all manage and deal with fantasy football during this pandemic when you got several players who are ending up on this COVID-19 reserve list. It can happen to anybody, so you want to make sure that you know what you're doing when you drafting your players and picking up this player, the right player, you know what I'm saying? So we'll get into all that. First, we're going to talk about that boy AB. All right, so myself, yourself, and NFL fans and players and everybody that got something to do with football all around the world, we finally got the news that we've been waiting for, man. And that's, when is AB going to get suspended, if he gets suspended? And the league that is called the NFL just had laid the law down today that he will be suspended for 8 games. Now, there is some conflicting reports. Now, I've read some that say that he will be suspended for the first 8 games of the season, right, regardless of whether he signed or not. But then I've read that the suspension will begin upon him signing. That's two different things. Now, I did see the NFL statement that said he will be able to return after the team's 8th game. I don't know if they're assuming he's going to get signed before that or what. It's a big ad difference, so somebody should probably clear that up. But let's go on the front that he'll get signed and picked up prior to the season, because now that NFL teams know, they got some more clarity of what they're working with. Teams have always been interested in AB, right? But wasn't nobody finna touch him though, because they ain't know what his outcome was gonna be. They ain't know if they were gonna suspend him for a season or indefinitely. You teams ain't gonna touch that. But now that they know, they can approach it in the way that they want to. Fantasy football players, now we know we can approach it a certain way now. So now that we know his situation, we know what's finna go down, right? While AB was going through his While he was going through whatever he was going through, I said on the podcast a few episodes ago, I said, I ain't going to ever speak on this man like that, right? It was a lot of folks trying to clown him, trying to roast him, laughing at the man in the situation and stuff, telling him, saying he this and he that, he a clown. When half you cats, just like I said about Cam Newton on the last episode, man, y'all ain't finna run up on dude and be talking that mess in home face like that. I know you're not. Right. But now that you know he only suspended for 8 games, oh, you finna talk about drafting him on your fantasy team. Now you finna talk about how, oh, man, he's still one of the best. We already knew he was still one of the best, bruh. We already knew that. But don't go sucking up now. Keep that same energy you had when he was going through his stuff. Don't pick him on your fantasy team. Don't root for him to get better, to do better in life. Don't do that. Keep that same energy, dog. But on the football front, we just heard Lamar Jackson come out and say he's hopeful that the Ravens will sign him. He has a personal relationship with Antonio Brown, as does his cousin, Hollywood Brown, right? They've worked out plenty of times over the summer, along with Jerry Jeudy, all them Florida boys, man. So it could be something there. It's usually going to happen with some teams we ain't heard nothing from yet. That's usually how the NFL work, right? It'd be a team that come out the woodwork that just be like, bam, and they sign, dude. Heard nothing else about him. You see him working out with Lamar Jackson and Hollywood Brown, you thinking like, oh yeah, that's a good fit right there, because they got the real life chemistry. Then boom, like somebody else should come and sign him. We've also seen him working out with Russell Wilson, one of the more likable and well respected players in the NFL. Matter of fact, I definitely whiffed on leaving Russell Wilson off of my top 10 most liked players in the NFL, but that's for another day. We saw Antonio Brown getting in some work with Russell Wilson, one of the top three quarterbacks in the NFL, right? So then that brought out the, well, maybe he could go to the Seahawks, right? Well, it sound good, and man, that would be deadly. With the Seahawks just signing Jamal Adams, if they get AB, the Seahawks gotta be the favorite to come out of the NFC, if they not already, you know. But let's talk about some other teams that are contenders that could perhaps use him. Now, there's a team out there that recently just traded their elite wide receiver, the Houston Texans. And I'm just putting this out there. They have a nice receiving core, none superstars. They got Cooks, Fuller, Kenny Stills, and now Randall Cobb. If you could put Antonio Brown into that room, you know, that gets a little interesting there. All those receivers put together, but now you have a superstar. You got the Tennessee Titans out there, right? You still got A.J. Brown, who's a baller, right? That boy, big and strong. He's a young baller, still on a rookie contract. You got Derrick Henry, of course. Then you got Tannehill, who's got his new contract, but it's not a crazy-ass contract like most quarterbacks. You could bring A.B. in there, you know what I'm saying? That's another good fit. Green Bay, they didn't address the wide receiver position in the NFL draft, that number two wide receiver position. He could potentially come into Green Bay, be a 1A and 1B situation with Devontae Adams. You never know. It's like, man, hell, you could see him on the Cardinals, dog. Like, you just never really know. It's always going to be a team that come out the woodwork and just surprise us and pick up AB, because now that you know it's only half a season, he has a chance to help a team down the stretch in the playoffs. He also has a chance to help you in your fantasy leagues, and that's what we'll talk about. Now, is he draftable? Hell, yeah, he draftable, dog. I ain't want to curse on my podcast and you that word right there, because my mom might be listening to the here episode. But anywho, yes, he's draftable. People drafted Kareem Hunt last year, suspended for almost the same amount of time. So, of course, Antonio Brown is draftable in your fantasy football leagues. Obviously, it'll be a double digit. Once you get in the double digit rounds, you playing that waiting game like Russian roulette. You wondering if your league mate's going to draft him first. You know what I'm saying? But, he's definitely draftable in the late rounds. Me personally, I would like to see him get picked up sooner rather than later. Just because, man, dude deserve another shot, man. Like, A lot of y'all who clowned y'all damn self out here trying to roast AB, man. Like, everybody deserves a second chance at redemption, man. The dude went through his things, and I said this before, so this ain't nothing new. I just want to see dude get back on the field and do what he was born to do, and that was to make plays. Business is booming. All right, now shifting gears over to the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs, and Super Bowl hero running back who bought the hell out in the Super Bowl. Damn near could have been Super Bowl MVP. Damian Williams has, like several other players, chosen to opt out of the 2020 season due to COVID-19 concerns. When that news hit, social media went wild with Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and rightfully so. I mean, he already had some hype anyway prior to Damian Williams opting out, but I mean, I don't know what other people was expecting. I was expecting some type of running back share there in Kansas City with the pick of Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Now that Damian Williams has opted out, it seemingly at least looks like on paper that it'll be Clyde Edwards-Helaire's spot to lose. As soon as they drafted him, I thought of Brian Westbrook with the Eagles and Andy Reid immediately. But knowing how Damian Williams played down the stretch in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl, you knew he wasn't going to just go away because he just had played too good. He had dealt with some injuries early on in the season, and they used LeSean McCoy and Darrell Williams for most of the run game. But down the stretch, Damian Williams was nothing short of spectacular. But now he's out of the picture. So what's the deal with Clyde Edwards-Helaire now? I see fellow analysts, some have him in the top five. Some have him just outside the top 10. That's kind of where I'm at with it right now, as far as fantasy-wise goes. Now, I will say this. Darrell Williams, he was a factor last season. Injuries kept him from producing down the stretch. An injury kept him from producing down the stretch. The Chiefs also brought in DeAndre Washington from the Raiders, a smaller bat, more like a pass catcher. So you're not gonna see Clyde Edwards-Helaire get 25 touches a game, not at least in the beginning, because Darrell Williams was pretty good. He was pretty good when he was efficient in his with his touches, but by far and away, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is the best running back on the roster. He already was when they had Damian Williams, but now it's a situation where is he a first round pick in fantasy? That is the question. When Saquon Barkley and Ezekiel Elliott came out in their rookie years, it was understandable to make them first round picks. You know, they, both of them, 6 foot, around 230 pounds. You know, that type of running back. Saquon Barkley was drafted number 2 overall, for God's sake. Ezekiel Elliott, number 4 overall. Edwards at the end of the first round. But still, you know how people be. They drafted him in the first round for a reason. We get that. That's cool. Running back is deep at the top end this year. So me personally, I had no problem getting him on the second round turn. First round, especially if I'm mid to early first round, that's a no-go. Late first round, now it gets tricky there, because you got maybe Derrick Henry, right? You got Joe Mixon, Nick Chubb, Josh Jacobs. It's all going to come down to preference. to be honest. And if you're asking me personally, end of the first round, I will take Josh Jacobs over Clyde Edwards-Helaire. But if I have the 10th pick in a 12-man league, right, I'll go Josh Jacobs, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Why not? You got to love the fact that he's on that Chiefs offense. So even if Damian Williams was still there, but now the value's higher now, right? The value's higher. So am I putting him in my top five? Nah, boss. It's just too many good running backs in the league right now. If you combine the running backs from the Chiefs last year, if you combine like McCoy, Darrell Williams, and Damian Williams, all they stats together, that ain't top four or five. You know what I'm saying? So, and like I said, Darrell Williams is still a factor. This is not me saying that I dislike him in fantasy, because prior to Damian Williams opting out, my rookie running back one was undoubtedly going to be Cam Akers. But now, with new data and information, I reserve the right to change my mind. That is not the case anymore. Now, my rookie running back one is Clyde Edwards-Helaire. That's what you do when you get new information. I'm not going to be stubborn or quote-unquote stick to my guns, try to be a little badass little boy. Nah. When you get new information, you adjust. And I'm adjusting my rankings to make Clyde Edwards-Helaire my rookie RB1. And still, Cam Akers a close second for right now. Can I change this again before the season? Yeah, I do what the hell I want to do. So, at the end of the day, Clyde Edwards-Helaire clearly going to shine in this offense because there's playmakers all over the offense. Yeah, they lost a starting guard. They signed another one. They'll be fine. They'll keep it rolling. Pat Mahomes, that dude. Tyreek Hill, fast as hell. Travis Kelce, a beast. Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Yeah, we going to wrap it up with this here today. You know, as we go through the here pandemic, ain't nobody got the answers. Even the higher-ups, ain't nobody got the answers. So with professional sports, you know, they trying, they damnedest to figure it out so we get this here entertainment, you feel me? Like I said earlier, NBA done got back going. They seem to have found something that works for them. Most recently, they had no positive tests. That's going to be a lot tougher for the NFL because it weighed more players, right? So, in the past few days or past week or so, you've seen players pop up. You've seen Keyshawn Vaughn pop up to go on the COVID-19 injured reserve list or whatever they call that thing. You've seen players go on that. And so they'll have to wait it out. They had to quarantine, and then they had to wait it out till they come back. So as a football fan, right, if you're a football fan and you watching your team, man, and you got all the expectations of your team, you got to be prepared for the worst, bruh. Like, you got to be prepared for the best player on your team to be up out that thing, man. Because you just don't know. Because it could happen to anybody. It don't matter if you got the symptoms or not, right? They putting you down. They ain't going to let you play or practice. They'll put you down, man. So, like, man, you better hope that whoever on your team, man, they doing whatever they got to do to stay on the field. On a fantasy football front, this is very important, right? Because you could have a completely healthy player. Then, boom, on Thursday, he pop up on the COVID-19 reserve list. And you like, damn, that man could run, catch, block, do all that. But he can't play because he got it. If I'm in my fantasy football draft, right, and you know this is a possibility that players that any player could end up on this COVID-19 reserve list. If I'm in my fantasy football draft, this is how I'm drafting. Whoever your running back one is, I don't care if you picked them in the top. I don't care if you picked them in the first round or if you picked them in the second or the third. Whoever your running back one is, you best get that handcuff, bruh. And what I mean is this. Let's say your running back isn't a guy in the first round. Let's say you don't have a Christian McCaffrey, a Saquon Barkley. All right. Let's say you wait for running back. You get a guy like a Gurley or a Leonard Fournette as your RB1 or your RB2. Get those handcuffs. Get that Ito Smith. Get that Raquel Armstead. Get those guys, man. If you picking in the first round, you should already know this. If you're using your first pick on a running back, you should already have your handcuffs. Don't play that game or you're going to be left assed out. Get your handcuffs. I mean, as far as receivers go, I wouldn't go that far. You know what I'm saying? Because no one's roster going to be, nobody got enough roster space to be drafting a team's third and fourth wide receivers. You know what I'm talking about? So I wouldn't go that far. But more than ever, get that handcuff. Hell, if you go, let's say you got Kamara, then you go receiver, and then you go running back again. You want to try to get those handcuffs at the end of the draft. Try to get those hands because you never know when your guy could pop up on that list. I'm sure the NFL doing the best they can, but don't nobody know what's going to happen. You don't, I don't, they don't. And if anybody act like they do, they a whole lie. Appreciate y'all rocking with me on the here podcast, man. At Fantasy Football Lord on Instagram, on the TikTok, on Twitter. I'm at Lord Don't Lose. Hit me up on there. I'll get back at y'all next time, man. Lord Don't Lose. Work, 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 work. That's hard work. That's hard work.